It's 7:30 here on the VOCM Morning Show. Teachers in the province have just ratified a new collective agreement. The province is looking for input as it reviews the 1997 Schools Act, and Education Week is in full swing. And LTA President Dean Ingram joins me live by phone. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you.
First off, so the teachers have indeed voted to accept this deal. What was the percentage in favor?
When you look at the numbers, we're between 59 and 60%.
So that means a significant number of teachers not satisfied with the agreement. Why is it a good deal for them?
Well, again, right now, the term I would use is right now we've been at the table since April of 2017, and we've moved things through, and it got to a point in negotiation where it became evident that the negotiation process would not yield more than what we were able to attain at this time, and we presented this to our membership.
So what are the main points? I know there's no wage increase. The severance issue has been dealt with. There's a couple of additional days of support, whether it be PD days and an extra day for a report card prep. What are the keys for you?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that are certainly key. I mean, yes, sir, I would certainly acknowledge and recognize that there were concessions. Yes, we absolutely did have the four-year wage freeze, but there is the severance cancellation, and those are certainly very similar to what the other public sector unions accepted at this time. I think a number of things that our members have been looking for. Certainly, if we look to the seniority hiring piece, that's an important piece. It puts some level of objectivity in the hiring round, certainly there was in the transfer round. The requirement to have positions advertised and open to competition if they're longer than 30 days in duration is certainly significant. Of course, I think you mentioned the report card preparation day, the additional professional development day, the creation of a department head position for student support services. That's not insignificant. And we certainly are pleased to see language there puts a heightened responsibility on the employer to address harassment of teachers, for instance, that involve parents and students and groups outside the school system. These are things that are important. Ensuring that our substitute teachers get paid within 2 weeks in which the work is performed is an important piece. We have substitutes that have waited significantly longer than that to get paid for work they perform, similar with expense claims that have been submitted. The improved access to parental leave, that is something we're pleased to see. And same thing for those that have to deal with a sick family member. So those are some of the things there that we're certainly pleased to see. And yes, there are things that we continue to work on the system. There are things that need to be addressed through other means, through the budgetary process, through other advocacy efforts. But I know on your show you've mentioned a couple of times the concerns with class size and composition, school administrator allocation, school counselor allocation. Those are all things that we need to continue to work on in realms outside of the negotiations process.
Yeah, well, we talk about remuneration and benefits packages and the like, but when I hear from new and substitute teachers talking about the lack of respect reflected in this collective agreement, how do you address these folks?
Well, again, I certainly understand their engagement in new and substitute lack of respect. Again, the only thing to say is on the concessionary piece, what we did accept was the same as every other public sector group did accept. And with regards to their right now, I do respect the fact that some of our members have expressed their opinions and certainly appreciate the engagement. But what I can say is for the negotiations process, things were moved as far as we could during the negotiation, and we continue to work on other things going forward.
And when we talk about the Schools Act of 1997, what is the NLTA looking at specifically where we look for amendments?
Well, I think right now the first thing we'll be looking at is engaging with government to see exactly what is there in terms of what they're looking at. We have received confirmation we will be engaged in a process, and as we go through the Schools Act, there are things that could be improved. One example, this is there of last year when the modification was made regarding the ability for the school district to take measures if they have someone that was engaged in a legal process, those sorts of things. I think these are things we're looking to be engaged with, and in terms of specifics, right now we haven't gotten down that level, but we're pleased that we are going to be fully and completely engaged as a partner in the process, and we're looking forward to having further discussions on what amendments can be made to improve the system and to improve the system as it works for students, but also our members.
When you talk about students who would be involved in the legal process, I guess that stems from the issues at Stephenville High, where the student has now gone through the court system, three separate cases. So what does the NLTA want to see there when there is a student facing those types of circumstances from Stephenville High?
Well, I think right now what was put there is that there's an ability for alternate measures for the safety of all parties involved. Yes, that incident that triggered that move a year and a half, 2 years ago, I can't remember the exact timeline on this here now, that was something that was modified at the time. There was no provision to maintain safety for all parties, and those that are, but again, with the emphasis that everyone is innocent until proven guilty, these are things certainly the NLTA certainly strongly supports. But the thing is, there need that was just one example. And as you go through the Schools Act, there may be some other provisions in there, some outdated language it may be referencing. And I will confess, I haven't gone through in full detail, but our staff are working to present things that we think would improve the system, improve the Act. And we're looking forward to having further discussion with government on those exact premises.
Yeah, things have changed drastically inside education since 1997, so modernizing the Act, it would be key. Speaking of Education Week, though, Dean, what's happening? What are some of the highlights, the goals and activities in the schools?
Well, I think the week started off certainly on a very positive note. I had to throw kudos to Memorial Academy in Botwood. That was where the opening ceremonies were, and the level of engagement there with the school buying into this. The opening ceremonies went fantastic. Scott Sims was there, certainly representative of the school district as well. All these things were highlights. It gave a chance for the school to highlight exactly that which they do and what's why education is so important to everyone. That's where things were with that. We look at the rest of the week. I know the schools are engaged, and it really puts a highlight on why education is important. That's certainly critically important for all of us, and I'm very pleased to see the engagement there. But the one thing I would say is Education Week is a week to recognize how important education is. It's important to recognize, but it's also important to support it throughout the rest of the school year as well.
Appreciate your time this morning, Dean. Thanks very much.
You're kindly welcome.
That's Dean Ingram. He's the president of the Newfoundland Labrador Teachers Association. It's 7:36 here on the VOCM Morning Show.